Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that which refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This, my fellow Americans, is our 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant, and the solution to restore the republic. Man, ladies and gentlemen, we got a road to hoe, but we believe we can indeed get it done. Quickly, I want to refer to the top of the hour. It's fascinating how they let everybody hear from the sheriff. Sheriff Ward, in my opinion, a cheap sellout with your pennies on his porch to show our displeasure. But you know what? They let us all hear from Mr. Ward, but they don't let us hear from Ammon Bundy. How come? Why don't they have an Ammon Bundy soundbite that says, "Free the Hammonds, please"? Why do we always hear, "Oh, the Hammonds turn themselves in"? What about the idea that the government realizes the Hammonds have done nothing wrong? What about a redress of grievances? What about an appropriate solution to that, huh? Okay, the problem is the mainstream press always spins it to the government's agenda. Why? Well, we do just the opposite. We tell both sides of the story. This is, indeed, Liberty Roundtable Live. Ammon Bundy is with us from inside the refuge. I don't know what I should call it until they get their name. They're working on getting the name for that. They'll keep you posted. But in the meantime, he's live. He's inside. We answered a bunch of questions last hour that I know everybody has to get those out of the way. Then we started to talk about, Ammon, what are you going to be doing in there? What are your days filled with? What's the goal? You want to restore the land rights to people? You want to focus on and restore the Constitution? How are we going to get that done step by step? Ammon is going into that. He talked about land use. He talked about people basically being able to get a hold of the land and use it again. He talked about rights to the land. Okay, we've talked about all kind of things relating to that. We're going to get into the details now. Okay, enough of the questions. Let's get to what Ammon's doing, what the group is doing there, and why. They'll have their website available later today. And as soon as we get that, we'll give that to you because that'll be the premier resource for solutions. The mainstream press cannot be trusted. I'm sorry, they just can't. But Ammon Bundy is reporting live from inside the refuge, and he's with a group now they've developed called Citizens for Constitutional Freedom. I'm going to say it again, Citizens for Constitutional Freedom. The mainstream press wants you to believe everybody hates them and wants them to go home, but Ammon has told me personally there are well-wishers coming through, and they're happy they're there. So the debate rages on, but the reality is Ammon and his crew have a lot of work to do, and they're telling you all about it without mainstream manipulation. Hi, Ammon Bundy. Welcome, sir.
Thanks for having me back.
Okay, so we talked about rights to the land a little bit last hour. We talked about land usage. Do you want to start there, or do you want to summarize first?
We are assisting the people in claiming their rights, getting all the documentation correct, and getting it recorded in the county recorders with the proper deeds and so forth correct, and basically unwinding these unconstitutional land transactions that the people have had to endure for many, many years here. So the next part of that would be to get the people back on the land and actually using it, benefiting from it.
This comes back to your statement that the mainstream press just took a tiny clip of, we're going to get loggers back to logging, ranchers back to ranching, et cetera. This is the detail behind all that, right?
That's correct. This is the detail behind it. To give you some background about Harney County, it was the wealthiest county in the state. Now it's the poorest, and it's directly connected.
Repeat that again. It used to be the wealthiest county in the state of Oregon. Now it's the poorest, basically due to belligerent government manipulation and regulation of the land, right?
Yeah, well, because wealth is generated from the land and the resources, and you control the land and the resources, you control the people, and you put them into basically poverty, which is, it's easy to control people when you're in poverty. So that's what they did here. And the people have literally been under this oppression and have had a way to restore their economy because it's based upon the land and the resources. So we're going to get them back to using it, and it won't be very long before Harney County is the wealthiest county in the state. In fact, I think it'll be even more wealthy than it was before. And, I mean, it possibly could be easily the wealthiest county in the nation.
Wow. That's something really to think about, folks. It's something really to understand. How can a prosperous, wealthy, stable, rich, or resource-rich area just flat out melt down over the last, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 decades?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the real restriction of the land and the use started happening in the 70s. And so since then, it has been a constant decline in wealth and also in population. The people here at one time were well above the national average of income. I mean, well above the national average. And now, listen to this, they are $22,000 under the national average income. And there's a 20% poverty level rate here in the county. So anyway, we're
going to... Let me quickly add to that for a second. 60%+ of the people work now for the government because they have no other alternatives due to the restriction on their land, right?
Yes. The number one industry here in Harney County was forestry, as far as jobs go. The second was ranching. And now... there's only, according to the state's own records, there's only 10 forestry jobs in Harney County. 10. And the number...
You know what, Ammon, that just brings you to tears in what we used to know as the Free Republic of America.
Yeah, and the number one employer now is the U.S. government. And they took and destroyed the production and destroyed these heritages and lives and replaced them with a lousy BLM job.
Wow. All right, so understanding those statistics, again, that's that historical reality that I point to that people need to understand. People used to be free on the land. The land was the key to their success, the key to their prosperity.
That's correct. Again, everything that we eat, everything we wear, we live in, our homes, our cars, our vehicles, the phones we're talking on, everything came from the land and the resources. All wealth is generated from the land and resources, and ultimate power is basically by virtue is those that control the land and the resources. And so if you have the land and the resources all in one central place, then you have all the power, the wealth, and everything all in one central place. And our founders, you know, adamantly said that is the most dangerous thing that could happen, to have all the wealth, all the power, all in one central place. The safe place for the land and the resources is distributed throughout the people, so that that wealth and power and that it can be distributed among the people. And we know that that's scriptural because the Lord said He gives us the land to man to cultivate and to care for. And so, those are some principles, some foundations to what we're doing here.
It seems to me, Ammon, that we've got two things to do. We've got to unwind what's happening. We've got to empower citizenry. It's going to be done, one, by giving them hope, first of all. And two, it's going to be done by this educational campaign, understanding what's really happened. I mean, when it happens slowly, day in and day out, by this encroaching government, 10, 20, 30 years later, you're not as free, but you don't know how and why exactly. This kind of creates a fast-forward button to watch the videos of abuse and I don't know what you'd call it, fast summarized succession to where you can really kind of understand, I cannot believe this has been done to us, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, that is why we came in here and did what we did, the way we did it, because there needed to be a little bit of a shock and awe. And you have to remove the chains of tyranny and the chains of oppression so that the people can regain a hope. And they'll be like, hey, there's no longer, this bully, this tyrant in control anymore. Now we can start thinking about having a future. Now we can stop being afraid. Now we can stop, stop whispering and being afraid that if we talk too loud, you know, we're going to lose what we do have. And that's what's been going on. And that's why for nonstop since yesterday or since the Sunday morning, we have had members of the community coming through our gate and into the doors here, talking about their stories, giving them us support, bringing us food and supplies. And it's just getting more and more momentum.
Ammon, why doesn't the mainstream press report that side of the story?
They're not going to, and we just shouldn't care. We have a job to get done, and what people think about us will be, the rightful thing will be determined down the road.
In other words, hindsight's 20/20. Hold on, Ammon Bundy, quick pause. We'll come right back and continue right where you are in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use talk station.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Ammon Bundy riding shotgun, ladies and gentlemen. He's inside the Wildlife Refuge now. He's reporting live on Liberty Roundtable. Exactly how will citizens for constitutional freedom go about accomplishing their goals? That's what we're talking about. And the question becomes the goals for who? And the answer is all Americans. Now, some would say, Sam, if you don't agree with Ammon's action, how come you're putting him on the radio? Because I believe he has a right to say what he wants and not be manipulated by the press. Right before the pause, I asked Ammon, I said, how come the press doesn't report that people are coming by, these well-wishers, telling them thank you, bringing them food, etc. And Ammon said they won't, and we really shouldn't care. And I agree we shouldn't care, except for I want to point this out. The new media is indeed taking center stage, ladies and gentlemen. The mainstream press in the past would have manipulated this to where Bundy and the others wouldn't have had a chance to tell their side of the story. That is no longer the case, ladies and gentlemen. The mainstream press is forced to deal with long-form radio interviews where Ammon can say what he wants and thinks, and that cannot be manipulated or prevented from going to the public anymore. That's, in my opinion, one of the great components to restoring the republic. And that's why I spend so much of my money, so much of my time in the media, because I believe he who owns the media makes the rules. I give presentations about that, and I'm telling you right now that it just proves the point. All right, sorry to take so much time for that, but I think it's a critical thing for people to understand in this great educational campaign we're about. Ammon Bundy. So the well-wishers are coming by, the mainstream press not reporting it, but we are, and now the people know, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They are. I mean, I do want to point out really quickly and then get into more details about how we're going to assist the people using and beneficially using the land. But I do want to point it out to all of, you know, conservative or whatever you want to call, or even, you know, even the other side. This, what is right is right. And you kind of might as well get on the right side now. What we're doing is completely right. What we're doing is completely justified. And so those who do not support will end up in this on the wrong side, and it won't be very long. It's only going to take a couple of years here, where we'll have this county completely turned around, and there'll be absolute proof and evidence that what we did was right. And then you guys will be standing on the wrong side. So get on the right side, get principled right now, and get supporting this thing, because it matters to you, it matters to me, it matters to our children, and it matters to everybody across this country. So get on the right side, get supporting this thing. It's going to happen, let's do this together. So anyway, Sam, that was my little spill there.
Yeah, by all means. And that's my whole point, that, you know what? People need to hear your views and what you're saying, because they want you to believe, the mainstream press wants everybody to believe that you're just frothing at the mouth, that you're nuts, that you're ready just to shoot them up and kill everybody. And that's the government's tactic, folks. We've seen it over and over and over again, okay? Ammon, though, has a very common-sense approach. I agree with a lot of what he says. I think he's constitutionally principled. I disagree with this action that they've taken, but I will do my best to make sure you guys understand exactly what he's saying from his own mouth, uninterrupted, unmanipulated, and I will do my very best to have a peaceful resolution for everyone. And if I'm guilty of some crime for that, so be it, my friends. Go ahead, Ammon.
So, Sam, because we've had this conversation now for over an hour, and I've heard you say multiple times that you disagree, would you, I think we need to have that conversation. I think we've laid out here there will be several things that we will do actually to assist the people. I mean, there is a tremendous amount of equipment that is here with this facility. I'm talking about bulldozers and graders and so forth. And those tools will become tools for the people to use to develop the irrigation systems and accesses and all of that, those tools. And so we will help them. We've got equipment operators. We've got all of these resources to be able to help the people do that. But I think for the benefit of your listeners and for the benefit of those across this country, we need to have an open argument of why you think that what we did was wrong.
All right, so there's fundamental debates about things, and, you know, it's kind of like the libertarian versus the constitutionalist argument. You know what? There's value to both sides. It's kind of like the discussion if anarchy will work. You know, the anarchists say, we don't need government of any kind. All we got to do is have private groups. We can assign tasks to private people that we hire to do things. There's no need for government of any kind. Then I would say, well, you know what? You create this vacuum of government, where if there's no government at all, then the greatest force takes control. And the problem with that scenario is, hey, who will that be? I can't just sit on my porch with my gun on my knees all day long. And so the founders saw a need for the proper role of limited constitutional principled-based checks and balances government. Then they said, by the consent of the people are we governed. The authority is with the people, which I agree with. And then we say, well, hey, how do we create that appropriate check and balance that makes sure that government exists, but yet that it doesn't go over the top and get too out of control? Well, the reason I lay out that example, Ammon, is to say that there is order in society. And there are checks and balances and ways that our founders have provided for us to make a sea change in what's going on when it goes south or goes wrong. So an example is if the sheriff isn't doing his job, and I submit to you that's the biggest problem, bar none, in that county. The sheriff is not doing his job. Sheriff David Ward, in my opinion, has failed us. And what you do when the sheriff isn't doing his good job, is a good enough job, is you either, one, recall the sheriff, or two, you elect somebody else. And so what I'm saying to you is there are checks and balances. There are peaceful means by which to solve these problems. And I submit to you that if you guys can take over this facility, for instance, then what if a bigger militant group, and I'm not calling you a militant group, but I'm making a point, what if it is a militant group next time, decides they're going to take you guys over? And then a bigger group says, we're going to take those guys over. At some point, who's in charge? Where's the order? Where's the check and balances to the greatest force filling the vacuum? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. But you got to understand, and I know you do, that what it is based upon what is morally right and what is morally wrong. Why have they not come in and taken us out?
I would personally believe what they're waiting to do is let you gather as many hardcore patriots as you can get, and they just want to see who will join you first.
Well, I would, you know, there's no military tactic that would support that, meaning, you know, you don't let your enemy unite and come together before you try to remove them. You remove them while they're in their weakest, most vulnerable points, and that would be before they can unite. So I would have to definitely disagree with that tactic. I don't think they would bring us together so that they can try to take us out. That just doesn't really...
Well, unless their goal is to publicly figure out what the numbers really are, publicly figure out how many people will really come to your aid, find out in the nation this is like a big litmus test to see who's in or out, a big way to create a big old FBI list on who's who, to eventually maybe bring all you guys together, peacefully resolve it, make all of you guys felons, say none of you have rights to have guns anymore. You know, there could be all kinds of tactics that are on their agenda list, right?
Yeah, well, I just don't think that they're, because if you look at the way, you know, let's say someone went into a bank and took it over or whatever, they exhaust all resources. They put 300, 400, 500, 600 men on it immediately, and they go and they control the situation and they remove the threat and all of that. But why haven't they done that here? And the reason why is because we are morally based, and there is a very strong debate that what we're doing is right. And so, you know, they are basically allowing this debate because...
And I agree with the strong moral principles that you guys are standing on and that you're right. Where I disagree a little bit is in, again, this order of things and the checks and balances. One of the things in the Declaration of Independence they did is they clearly stated, hey, here's why we're doing what we're doing. We're left with no choice. They're the aggressors. They came for our guns, and we had to say no. In this case, it's an aggressive action that you guys have taken. In other words, it's different than even the Bundy Ranch scenario. Okay, anyway, we'll let you respond in seconds.
I haven't had a lot of time to speak, Sam. I think you got to give me some time to speak.
You got it. When we come back, it's all yours. Hang tight. Stay right there, ladies and gentlemen. Ammon Bundy in seconds on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rainfly and plenty of compartments and pockets. Perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our 0 degrees sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we're talking about the action Ammon Bundy has taken, ladies and gentlemen. I disagree with it. Ammon wanted to know why. I explained myself. Now the time is all Ammon Bundy's live. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I want to base my position on the purpose of government, and that's what you've based it on as well. And I agree with you, but I want to go into more detail into that.
Sure.
And the purpose of government, as we are, that is stated in some of the foundational documents, especially the Declaration of Independence, is to basically to protect the rights of individuals. And the way that the government is supposed to do that is they're supposed to do it by assisting the people in claiming their rights, and then assist the people in using their rights, and then assist the people in defending their rights. And so let me give you an example. We have county recorder's offices, we have state registries, and we have these records, offices of record keeping, in an effort to assist the people in claiming their rights so that they can clarify what their rights are when it comes to property rights, so they can define the borders, so they can document those, so that when anybody is trying to maybe dispute that or infringe upon that, they can say, look, in the records, these are mine. And so that's government's role, is to assist the people in claiming. Then they are.
And by the way, I completely agree.
Yeah, then the government is also there to assist the people and encourage the people in using their rights. And examples of this is like the Homesteading Act. They passed that act to encourage people to go out to establish the right through prior appropriation and beneficial use, to basically start using and benefiting from the land, and that's why we have, you know, roads and highways and that's why we have that's why we maintain those roads, and the government maintains those roads. It's to encourage the people in the use to beneficially use their lands and their properties. So that's the second role of government, in assisting the people with their rights. And then the third role is to defend the people when anybody comes and tries to take it, and to stand as a defense. So when that bully comes and tries to take your property, basically there can be a quick response and people can unite quickly and to take care of that issue. And that's the role of government. So those are the three main pieces that government must do in order to maintain and help people maintain their rights.
So that, and I would agree and just codify that and call it the proper role of government, right?
The proper role of government, okay? So what's happened here in Harney County is the local government is refusing to assist. Well, the local government has allowed the federal government to take over claim of the people's rights. They've actually allowed them to file on top of them and to actually take these transactions and or to claim these lands and actually make a transfer in the record unconstitutionally. So they've the local and the federal government have been the aggressor, but the local government has actually assisted the aggressor in the taking of rights. Then they've also stood by while the use of the land has been restricted and taken from the people. And then the county sheriff has allowed and in many ways, again, has assisted the aggressor in the defense. They would not defend the people's rights. And there's case after case that I'm hearing how there was fires that were started here that, when the people went out to go put out the fire to protect their private property, the Bureau of Land Management called the sheriff, and the sheriff threatened that they would arrest the people for putting out the fires and to actually stop the people from defending their own property. So that's what's been going on here. There's been a long train of abuses where the local government has failed to do its job in assisting the people of claiming, using, and defending. Now, I'm going to read you a line in the Declaration of Independence. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them to absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off this government and to provide new guards for their future security. Okay, so now we have a situation here where it is, I mean, it's very clear that government has not done its role. And so we have another situation here where we have set up new guards. And that is exactly what we are doing right now. And we are here to assist the people in using, claiming, using, and defending. And we are certain the people will begin to stand. And they will reelect because they have a huge election coming up here in November here in the county. Most of the county representatives and so forth, including the sheriff, are up for election. We are certain that they will replace those that have not been doing their job, and then this county and set up new guards. And this is as constitutional as it gets. We stand on correct principles. And time will be evidence to all people that what we're doing is right and needs to happen in other cases. The other thing I might say is we have done this peacefully, very peacefully. There has been no violence, no even confrontations. There's been no pointing of guns. This has been a very peaceful effort and will continue to be so because we're based on the correct principles.
And I pray that it remains that way, and I concur so far. And that's kind of my frustration is that the mainstream press isn't pointing out the peaceful nature so far. There is no reason to ratchet this up. What we need is open dialogue. What we need is education instead of indoctrination. I concur. Hey, a listener emailed Fred. Ammon, his name is Fred, and I want to tell you what he said because I find it fascinating. Fred says 90% of America does not understand anything about the Constitution. Then he says their purpose, meaning your purpose, is really to make government obey the law. Your response?
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. That's why our purpose, our motto is to restore and defend, and the Constitution. We almost said that our model is to enforce the Constitution, but we felt that that was, you know, something that once it's in place, then that model wouldn't last for the long time. But that's exactly right. That's what we did at the Bundy Ranch, too. We enforced the Constitution.
Upheld the proper role of government and the law. And that's the problem that the mainstream press and the government doesn't get. This is about obeying the law. And the point is the government needs to obey the law as well. And that's what's missing here, right?
That's right. We do not have, basically, these are eternal principles. We do not have to follow those who are not willing to follow the law. Okay? And we do not have to follow. It is not our obligation to be obedient to those who are not being obedient to the laws. And in this country, the people make the laws. And the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And when that is being violated, we do not, as a people, have to obey it. And that is where this facility here, it is an unconstitutional facility. We do not have to respect that, you know, that it is a federal facility when it is not supposed to be here. We are enforcing the Constitution. It is the right thing. I plead with you and others, just because you didn't understand what we were doing at first and you made that statement out loud and you kind of stood on those, we're asking you, set aside the pride, see what we are doing, get behind us, begin to support us, and realize that this is going to happen because we know that it's supposed to happen. We are based on correct principles. We are going about it in a peaceful, effective manner, and it will be a pinnacle, an enzyme for the other counties to follow. And this will be the key that everybody has been complaining about. Everybody has been saying they really want. And so we're asking you now to get behind us and get with us. And
all right, if people aren't comfortable going with you physically there, how can they best help, Ammon?
Well, they can help by, one, is, you know, getting the word out what we're doing, so that there's an education here. But two, we need supplies. We still need those that are willing to come. We're like in first gear right now. We're moving forward. But we need more people, more good men and women on the ground to start doing more of this work so that we can move into second gear, third gear, and fourth.
All right, we'll talk about it in seconds with Ammon Bundy on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, my question to Ammon Bundy was, how can people best help? And you were on that theme, Ammon.
Well, we've got a lot of work to do, and this is not going to happen quick. It's going to take months for us to, you know, get the claim part right, and we're hoping to get this all done before the snow melts. That's why we came in here when we did, and the timing was that way, so we could get in here and we could get going to work and helping the people in identifying these their claims and unwinding. But we're going to need food and supplies while we're here doing it. We're going to, you know, we're probably going to have to maintain a defense portion of this, so we're going to need men and good women for that. We're going to need these teams to assist us in helping us with these transactions or identifying these transactions and doing the history and the research. But we're also going to need people to continue to keep communicating what's really going on here. And then when it comes time to actually the snow melts and we got to get busy in helping the people use their rights, you know, we're going to need resources. We're going to need people that know how to develop things. We're going to need probably, investments. We're going to need people willing to invest in these people so that they can, you know, build their ditches and improve their land, and so they can buy cattle and put up mills and start operations, and all of that needs to happen. And so you people out there that understand prosperity and understand what a great opportunity this is for everybody, get involved, offer, continue to communicate, and be part of this beautiful process that'll transpire here in the next 6 months to 2 years.
The group is called Citizens for Constitutional Freedom. Their website will be up soon. That'll give you a lot of direction. Is it best for people to bring food and physical supplies, or is it better to support with funding so that you can do that locally? How do we want to go about these?
Either way, the website will have a donation place there where you can donate. But supplies, and then, you know, your physical support here also is very important.
Now, let's make this very clear to the citizenry. We didn't get in this mess in a day, and we're not going to get out in a day. And so, I know we've spent 2 hours together. We haven't even scratched the details that we want to get into, really. And it's about education. When 90% of the people don't even understand, as Fred wisely said, Ammon, it's going to take us a while to explain this and to expound on it and to repeat themes so people can clearly do the research themselves and get to kind of a level of understanding as we go forward, right?
Yeah, but the thing is people understand natural things. People understand that going to work and what it does and being able to produce, and that's a natural thing. So getting to work and getting doing it is and being part of it is going to be your education.
In other words, what he's saying is, you know what? You got two hands. Let's go to work. You'll understand it as we go along. You'll gain knowledge. You'll gain experience. You'll gain comfort. Are there any public officials willing to help at all? Are there any public officials willing to tell the story as it needs to be told?
Yes, they're starting to surface. We had a county commissioner, I hesitate to even say it, but came to us, and he has expressed how certain government agencies, the federal agencies, have intimidated them not to speak, and that's why they never replied to their redresses or any of the petitions of the people. And they're going to absolutely start to come out. The people that have been coming through our doors are, you know, influential people in the community, and that's just going to go a long ways. These things are going to be rectified very quickly, and meaning the people are going to get behind it very quickly. And then we're just going to continue to go to work, and more people will join. And those that don't will be beneficiaries of it as well.
Has the government made any move to cut off your communications or to interfere with your ability to share the message and to do what you're doing?
No, and the White House came out and said this is a local issue, you know.
Now, that's fascinating. It's a local issue, then why don't they just give up the land and we're done?
Well, that's what I say. By the White House saying that, we've already won. This is a local issue. That's been our whole argument in the first place. And so the people will straighten out the sheriff. That's already happening as well. And like I said, this is going to be really quick. It's just, you know, it's just like, are you going to get on board now and be part of this really sweet thing that is happening and be in the you know, forefront, be the vanguard, or are you going to wait until, you know, until it's secure, and that's fine too. We still need you then. Or are you going to wait until it's proven that what we're doing is right? You just have a choice. Those are your choices.
Now, I think that you guys need to challenge the mainstream press when Barack Obama goes on his gun control executive manipulative order bender, which he's going to do in the next day or two or three or whatever. I think that you guys need a chance to speak and tell your side of the story.
Well, CNN wanted me to watch that, and I'm going on with them right after Obama. And so I'm sure they're going to want me to respond to that. And, you know, I intend to. I'll watch what Obama says. But you know the answer. And that is, Obama doesn't have authority to regulate gun control. The people never gave him that authority. And so the people should not comply in any form. And that is the way rights are maintained. Rights are maintained by claiming them, by using them, and defending them. And I want to thank you for your time and the opportunity to lay this out, Sam. You are my friend. You and I personally know each other and personally respect each other. And I thank you for this opportunity.
And no matter what happens, I will not abandon that friendship. No matter what happens, I will always be an opportunity for you to tell the tale as it really is the way you see it. I'm afraid others won't afford you that opportunity, but I will do my very best to make that happen.
Thank you, Sam.
All right, my friend, keep us posted. Come back soon.
Very good. Thank you.
Ammon Bundy, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? Kurt, I want to throw you in here and have you kind of make some comments for the last few minutes here. You know, I don't disagree with Ammon on the fundamentals here at all. Constitutionally, he's correct. I'm concerned about this action. I don't think it's the right way to go. Again, I've already explained it's because I believe in the order of things. It disrupts that order a little bit, in my humble opinion. But this is really important, and Ammon is as solid as could be on these principles and how to go about a great restoration as well. Do you want to comment on this, Kurt?
Well, after listening to, you know, him and, of course, listening to you, you know, I don't see any, well, I mean, we know we've worked with the whole, the constitutional sheriff idea and that kind of thing, and we still continue with our work with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association effort. But I do agree that good citizens like Ammon Bundy and others that can see these long train of abuses and can basically say, hey, you know, we've already passed all these areas. We've tried the redress of grievances with the courts. We've done all these things. Now it's time. The we go further, and I can understand that very well. In fact, I find myself having a difficult time in any way to basically disagree. You know, as he mentioned, these are moral issues. They're easy to figure out. Just like on a schoolyard where the school bully, you know, does stuff for so long, and you finally just say, hey, we're not going to keep this up anymore. And, you know, the school bully gets a bloody nose, and you finally straighten things out, and there's no more bullying by that guy anymore. And that's really what you've got here. And, you know, I see this as a peaceful way to, in my opinion, to begin to restore the Constitution, to restore these counties. You know, we've done so much through these court actions and all these different things and rallies and everything like that. You know, all I can say is, based on everything I know about it, it looks good to me.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be very clear, just because I'm concerned about this action and I don't think it's the best way to go about the goals, I do agree with how they want to restore the land of the people. I do agree with the fact that we don't have appropriate redress of grievances. Due process laws have been violated. Everybody thinks the Supreme Court, these thugs in robes, can just decide everything. That isn't true. Constitutionally, there are checks and balances. Constitutionally, the local government does need to protect the people. The federal government has no business being in the state of Oregon, much less the county, etc. All those principles are reality. They're correct. Now let's move forward and try to preserve life everywhere we go. After all, we promote the protection of life, liberty, and property. And we need to trust in God, family, and country to get that done, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt, thank you for your commentary. Ammon Bundy, thank you, my friend. We will keep in touch. I'm not going to back away from my friendship with Ammon in any way. He already knows my feelings about that. I pray that there's peaceful solutions going forward to preserve this country for our children. Can anybody disagree with that, huh? All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com is our website. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.